But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Walden Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, it's not that cold right now outside. It's actually pretty nice, which is amazing. But let me say this, because it's 55 degrees outside. And comparably in December, that's a pretty decent temperature. But if it's 55 degrees in your house, then we got a problem.
Yeah.
Then we got a big problem. So my encouragement is, if that's where it's at with you in the home, you need to call Baldwin, B-A-L-D-O-N, Dallas County's oldest, Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. My name is Mike Damastis, and I'm the host, guest one here on Faith Works Live, and I'm going to help Tim, who's with me here, because he can't figure out a little contraption, but I just helped him out.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
We are here on Tuesday, which means Life Tuesday, and we want you involved in the conversation with us. We're going to ask this question. Have we been betrayed by Brett Kavanaugh? That's what we're asking, because when I say we, I mean all of us who are pro-life. And if anybody has a differing opinion, you're obviously not pro-life. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. So do you think we've been betrayed by Brett Kavanaugh? 515-727-5842. You can text us at that same number, 515-727-5842. What do you think, Chris? Have we been betrayed by Brett Kavanaugh?
So, Tim, I don't know if you've noticed the inside joke that Mike is trying to pull there.
I gotcha.
I'm not a big fan of the phrase we. I was not personally betrayed by Brett Kavanaugh, for he did not make any promises to me. Donald Trump promised that he would get a pro-life justice on the Supreme Court. That's what he said. And the jury's still out whether or not that happened. Now, there are a lot of pro-life folks like yourself who think that Brett Kavanaugh stabbed us in the back by siding with Planned Parenthood.
At two, Brett Kavanaugh?
Wow, we're going really inside jokes now.
Yeah. So I'm just not comfortable with the we statement.
Okay, all right. I want to help. I want to rephrase it. Have truly pro-life people been betrayed by Brett Kavanaugh? Call us or text us at 515-727-5842.
So here's the issue, though. Was this really a pro-life piece of legislation or legislation? See how I'm talking like I've got this all screwed up.
No, you're probably pretty accurate because, you know, the Supreme Court makes law now, don't you know?
Apparently. No, let's for our listening audience, bring everybody up to speed. So what was the case that we are referencing, Mike?
So there was a case before that the Supreme Court was, in essence, it wasn't even a trial that they've heard. They were voting amongst the justices whether or not to hear this case. And three voted to hear the case. The justices that voted to hear the case were Justice Thomas, Justice Alito, and Justice Gorsuch.
Now, how do you feel about those three individuals?
Well, Gorsuch, honestly, I wasn't sure because he was Donald Trump's first court appointment. I wasn't sure about him, but he did the right thing on this particular situation, was voting in the affirmative just to even let the case be heard. But what I understand, if you kind of read some of the back logs on what this case was, this case was about whether or not a state has the right to block Medicaid funding for groups like Planned Parenthood. So in essence, states that are passing laws to block Medicaid support to groups like Planned Parenthood.
Like Iowa.
Yep. So they're saying, and whatever the lower court's ruling was, which was that it's unconstitutional for states to do that, then that stands. And that's the case. And so if the Supreme Court could have heard that, potentially we could have had a state's right to be able to defund Planned Parenthood, even at the federal level.
And so
it's an issue. Ultimately, right. The issue is federalism. How much power does the state have?
So, but that's my question, though, right? Is that really then an issue of... I see how it's connected to the pro-life movement, right? And that what we're really talking about is that if a state, like the state of Iowa, wanted to no longer give via Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood, that they should have the right to do that. But that's not particularly a pro-life issue, although I see how it's connected. That's, you said it yourself. That's more of a states' rights issue. That's a limited government kind of issue. That's right. That's Republicans versus Democrats. That's a different thing, right?
Well, but Justice Thomas kind of threw it into the pro-life arena by saying the reason that this isn't being touched is because Planned Parenthood they're the ones that brought the case. So
is that the claimant?
Sure.
Whatever
they are.
In other words, they're the ones that brought this to the Supreme Court.
Brought the suit that's got it there. So basically, and I believe it was in Justice Thomas's remarks, and there are people out there saying, hey, we don't want, you know, there. I've heard people say that Chief Justice Roberts was out there saying, hey, let's not get into this right now because we just came out of these bloody hearings with Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. You know, let's not get into these controversial issues yet. There's other cases in the pipeline that are coming that they can address this later. But I'm pretty sure I'd have to go back and verify, but I'm pretty sure it was Thomas's remarks that said there's two words why we're not hearing this, and it's Planned Parenthood.
And that's ultimately the issue for me. And there was some, no doubt whatsoever, there's some political maneuvering amongst the justices on the Supreme Court. Roberts was the one that was trying to pull people back, and I'm assuming he probably got Kavanaugh to, you know, follow his advisement on this, because he's like, man, you don't want to go into this because this is way too controversial. And it's, you know, you've already been in the mm-hmm. ringer here, and let's just kind of avoid this for the time being. I think that was the general feel of what people have said, at least was going on in the courts. And that's too bad.
The interesting thing here is, and I've talked about this probably off radio programs more often than I have talked into it to a mic, but conservative people are conservative people. That sounds redundant, but what I mean is a lot of times we use the word conservative to talk about a political leaning. I mean conservative in their personality type, right? And I think the no vote is always a conservative vote. And in this particular case, Brett Kavanaugh could have simply been taking the conservative or easy route by not putting his foot deep into something that was already controversial.
Oh, you mean the path of least resistance? Right?
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think we can zoom in on this particular one thing, but we had something else happen that same day, I believe, that news came out here in Iowa, because I think it was when I was out of town, where we were packing a courtroom and waiting to hear what a judge said about a actual pro-life instance here in Iowa. And so, I mean, I think this Kavanaugh thing, it was easy for us to focus on a national level. We kind of rushed past what happened here in Iowa on the heartbeat legislation.
I don't know if it was the exact same day, though.
It was close to the same day,
but it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't the same day because I was in the courtroom
right.
that you're describing. The judge is Michael Huppert. Hope you're praying for him on this case. And what Tim is referencing is the Iowa heartbeat law. Yep. And there's the hearing was whether or not we should go ahead and just dismiss the case outright.
Right. Well, I think and I think the broader picture, the 30,000 feet view, because we're down in the trees right now, is if we step back, is that Chris was just talking about conservatives. And I think most of us in this room would consider ourselves conservative for the most part. We're a constitutional government and all those things. We're a bunch of conservatives, pro-lifers, people who say we believe in the Constitution. We're waiting around on unelected people in robes to make these decisions for us. You said a few minutes ago, Mike, we were waiting on the judge to allow the states to do what's right. And I think we've moved so far down the road. We just sit around and wait on these folks that we don't elect make these decisions for us. And I think that's the bigger picture. I mean, who cares what Kavanaugh did? These states should stand up and say, no, thanks. We're not going to give them our money.
It won't work that way, though, and that not under the system that we have. It's sure. kind of like the pushback against the two-party system. You know, ultimately, you know, because a lot of us, I know you feel the same way, that it's a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the best thing to have is just two parties. But at the end of the day, we still got two flipping parties. That's all we got,
right.
And we don't have more than that. And so, at the end of the day, you know, we've got this system where people are going to get their side determined by what happens in the courts.
Agreed.
That's called oligarchy.
We need to start pushing back on that. Is my point.
I understand your point. And I, you know, the one thing though that I felt really, really, you know, upset about, and I am, you know, upset. I definitely want you guys to jump in on this if you feel the same way I do, you know, which is right. But and that is, did Justice Kavanaugh biff his first outing? I mean, did he just get up there to the plate and just swing away and hit nothing but air? Because that's kind of how I feel after I've been told, by the way, we crawled through glass to get this man into that seat. And the very first time he's got an opportunity to show us his true colors, we see that, nope, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to touch that. That's kind of where I'm at. I feel a little perturbed about this whole thing. How do you feel? Give us a call, 515-727-5842. You can text us at that same number, 515-727-5842. So, Chris, you're of the persuasion that I think maybe he was just, you know, being cautious. That's what I think. And Tim is of the persuasion that why the heck do we even care?
I'm of the persuasion that, hey, Lucy, move the football again. Shouldn't we start knowing that this is what's going to happen instead of standing around waiting, you know, for the next most important election of our lifetime and hanging our hats on 9 unelected judges, or what is it, 7 here in Iowa?
That's a great way to phrase that. The next most important election of our lifetime.
Everyone is, right? It's because of the judges. And it's, I just wish we as conservatives would get, you know, start finding people who will stand up. You know, there's some of these politicians and stuff that are out there saying, hey, we can have sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants. Well, why can't we have sanctuary cities for the unborn? You know, states are thumbing their nose at the feds over pot. Why can't we do that over saving babies?
Well, I want to know what you think. Why don't you give us a call at 515-727-5842. You can text us at that same number, 515-727-5842. Have we been betrayed by Brett Kavanaugh? That's the exact question we're asking today on FaithWorks Live.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You cannot buy this in a grocery store. You just can't walk up to the counter and say, give me some of this beef. You have to contact the farmer who helps produce this kind of beef. I'm talking about onimus beef, farm to table beef that's good for you and your family. And right now, they have a grass-fed beef available. And I'll tell you what, their beef is top-notch. Better than anything you can get anywhere else. So why don't you contact Onimus Beef today at 515-238-7505. That's 515-238-7505. My name's Mike Damastis, and I am the host here on FaithWorks Live. Really honored that you're joining us today on 99.3 FM The Truth. In studio with me is Tim Overland, director of Personhood Iowa. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Mike. Got on the t-shirt today.
Wearing his pro-life t-shirt. And also, Chris Roloff. He's joining us as well. And I'm glad, because I like it when Chris is in the studio like this with us to be the antithesis of those things that are right and true.
I'm thick and cushy like a punching bag.
We're talking about Brett Kavanaugh, and we're asking this question. Is Brett Kavanaugh a pro-life judge? Or has he let pro-lifers down by siding with Planned Parenthood? We want you to join the conversation by texting us or calling us at 515-727-5842. That's 515-727-5842. Chris, you think that there might be a little bit more in this than it's just a simple kind of he biffed his first outing.
Right. I know a lot of folks, because he was considered sort of a pro-life poster boy, he was Brett Kavanaugh was the individual that, you know, Donald Trump appointed to or selected, right? He didn't appoint, but, you know, chose to take the position, that he was the pro-life poster boy. So as soon as Planned Parenthood was involved in any kind of case that would come before the Supreme Court, they wanted that, you know, they wanted Brett Kavanaugh to stick it to Planned Parenthood. That's what pro-lifers wanted. This particular case would affect Planned Parenthood, but I don't think that it is as monumental as pro-lifers want it to be. And I think Brett Kavanaugh may have understood that. As I read earlier in New York Magazine, that was worded this way, that the vote, which was to not hear a case that would allow state or discuss if states had the right to determine where Medicaid funds would go, Planned Parenthood celebrated it as a victory because they believe that this would ensure that Medicaid patients can continue to choose its affiliates to get their birth control, et cetera, from Planned Parenthood. And I think for Brett Kavanaugh, this may have been an issue where he voted no because he does, in fact, believe this is a states' rights issue and that this case that was brought before the Supreme Court may not have been significant enough to really hear to change that. I, like you, Mike, believe that states should have the right to distribute or their Medicaid funds however they see fit. That is a state's rights issue. And I think Brett Kavanaugh probably thinks that. So I think I'm siding with him to say that I don't know that he was siding with Planned Parenthood. I just think he probably looked at this case and said, you know what, there's got to be a better, there's going to be a better one coming down the road where we can deal with this.
So I wonder, you know, if that's the case, you know, why was Planned Parenthood celebrating?
Because they continue to be an option, which is what they
want.
They
continue to be an option, but that means ultimately that states can't take away that option.
Not necessarily, right? Not
it's
necessarily.
Those two states, and again, we would probably should look that up, but I would think it's those two states. And Planned Parenthood, if nothing else, they are masters at marketing. So they're going to celebrate this as a victory for sure.
Right, right.
It's just like when people were running around the state saying that they closed the Iowa clinics because of we defunded Planned Parenthood in Iowa. Mm. Well, that wasn't true, but Planned Parenthood hurt. You know, so they're like, look, you know, they shut these down. They were going to close down those clinics before that bill was ever written.
Right,
and so they're going to use these things to fundraise. So that's all. That's probably what this is. Yeah, it keeps on at least in those two states some streams of funding, but you know most of their money's coming from the feds anyway, and they can say you know these rascally you know pro-lifers are just trying to take your women's health care choices away.
I think Tim, you said something earlier that really needs to be heard again, and that is that what we need to do as conservatives, if people who vote our conscience and are pro-life. Is that we have to understand that this is a local issue. The left wants to call it reproductive rights. They want to call it abortion. We want to call it life, pro-life issues, whatever it is, right? Murder. This topic is a local topic because it affects our friends and our neighbors. It affects the people in our community. And the state that we live in needs the right to be able to say, we're not going to do that here. We think that this is morally questionable. And that's what this comes down to, because this is a moral issue. Mm-hmm. Abortion is a moral issue. It's not just, you know, where Medicaid funds go. We're actually saying that Medicaid funds going to Planned Parenthood help fund genocide. And so a state needs to be able to say, hey, we think that's wicked. We think that's evil, and we're not going to do it. And what we need to do is vote for representatives that believe that, that will stand up for that and have the courage to fight for that from that perspective, if that makes sense.
I guess the question I have for those of you that are listening, do you think that Chris is right in his assessment on this? Do you believe that Brett Kavanaugh was being strategic in how he didn't vote to hear this case, whereas there were three other quote-unquote conservative justices who said, we got to hear this. This is important to hear this. Why did he not go with the other three conservative justices? That's a big question.
It is a big question. And I'm saying that I'm giving Brett Kavanaugh the benefit of the doubt, right? I'm trying to think, like, why would he do this, right? I'm trying to think of what could be his motivation, right? Obviously, another one of his motivations could be utter cowardice, right? He could have just been like, hey, you know what? I just went through this terrible thing. I want to give a nod to another side because this is a political issue and Planned Parenthood isn't somebody that you necessarily want to always be an enemy of, for some.
Well, I've heard.
Yeah. I mean, Tim's fine with it.
The scuttlebutt in some of the articles is that Justice Roberts was polling justices and trying to pressure justices into not hearing this particular case because of the kind of firestorm that it could create.
And just coming out of those hearings.
And he felt like it's probably too soon from the Kavanaugh hearings to go into that.
Well, and I think it was either you or Tim again that said that there's probably more cases like this that are going to come. So that's why I said that Brett Kavanaugh could have simply been being a conservative in this, meaning that this was not a once in a lifetime opportunity to hear this case. I think Brett Kavanaugh knows enough to know that this could, something like this or a case like this could come to the Supreme Court again and have another opportunity to hear it at a later date. And so that's why I mean the no vote was a conservative vote. He kicked a can down the road for cultural, political reasons, whatever.
So I wonder what you think about this.
I think it's cold outside.
727-5842.
Baby.
Call us or text us, 515-727-5842.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Personhood Iowa believes that all human life is created equal and sacred without exception. Therefore, every person deserves to be protected by law from fertilization until natural death. Personhood Iowa is a Christian organization that meets with churches, pastors, small groups, legislators, and community leaders all across the state of Iowa. And their goal is to defend human life through education, legislation, and service to make the killing of the preborn person unthinkable. And right now, you can have what's called a pro-life Christmas. Tell me about that, Tim.
Well, we've tried to make it easy. We know a lot of people are doing online shopping. In fact, I think I've done just like you this year, Mike, and virtually everything's been online. So we just want to make it easy for folks, give them a way to do that anyway, and also help us at the same time. It doesn't cost you anything more. There's some great Iowa products. We've got our Amazon Smile link there. So, and if you're doing your Amazon shopping, just log in with that. Pick Personhood Iowa, and then we get a little bit of a percentage of that. Doesn't cost you anything extra. So just a great way to get some personhood or pro-life materials or support pro-life. And we'll have some ways for you to participate in Pro-Life T-Shirt Tuesday, hopefully real soon. That may not make Christmas, but my pastor said we should celebrate Christmas every day. So maybe we'll keep the website up year-round.
Yeah. ProLifeChristmas.com. That's where you can go. My name is Mike Damastis, and I'm the host, guest one here on FaithWorks Live. Really, really honored that you're tuning in to 99.3 FM, The Truth. In studio with me today, who you just heard, is Tim Overland, Director of Personhood Iowa. Hey, Tim.
Hello, Mike.
And Chris Roloff. Hey, Chris.
Howdy.
And Ron Carlson is helping produce the show today. We talked the first half hour about Brett Kavanaugh, and I kind of want to change course a little bit because there's some other pro-life news out there, and I want to talk about this. we've seen these kinds of stories before, and there's a story that is kind of out of the UK, but it's one of these disgusting things that you hear the pro-death side just kind of push out there like they're doing good for humanity. And that is that in the United Kingdom, I wish Ian was in with us to kind of help us on this discussion, but he's not here. But in the United Kingdom, there is a huge rise in abortions of Down syndrome babies. So kind of just soak in what I just said. There's a huge rise of murdering babies with Down syndrome in the womb.
Or we don't know that they have Down syndrome, first of all. I personally know people who had a positive Down syndrome test.
And then their child was not.
Didn't have Down syndrome. So,
well, one of the things that they're saying that they are doing these tests, you know, in utero, and they're determining, you know, if there are abnormalities
markers,
or whatnot.
Yep.
Yeah, that they are doing this. And they're also being told, people are being told that they're doing these particular tests for the purpose of termination of pregnancy. So that's why they do the test, to determine whether or not you should have this child or not. And I can't comprehend this.
Well, isn't that what they were saying in, I can't remember what country it was, it came out last year, where they have cured Down syndrome in their country?
Yeah.
That's what they're calling
it. That was
it.
A CBS article, if you remember, because CBS cares.
Yeah.
And that was disgusting to see that they were actually lauding the reason that these children, they've eliminated Down syndrome in that country, in the Netherlands, is because they've murdered all of the kids.
Yeah, that's...
We've solved this problem.
Very, very Hitler-esque.
The
solution to this disease.
So not to be outdone by the Netherlands, Britain is trying to make sure they can cure Down syndrome as well. By cure, we mean kill.
Right. And before we get on our high horse here in the States, we're up above 70% people that are diagnosed with Downs in utero are aborted as well. So it's not 90%, but you know,
it's still disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, what do we got to do to convince people that a child that has Down syndrome is a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
Some of the sweetest people you'll ever meet.
I don't know what we can do to change, because you and I are coming, you know, you're listening with me, you're like me, you've got a biblical worldview, and you don't see a child that has Down syndrome as a problem. You see that child as a beautiful creation of God, and somebody that will love and be loved in return. And why do we think that that's something that has to be eliminated?
Well,
I don't understand.
And think back, Mike. I mean, you know, we're fairly close in age. Think about how many more kids and people that we were around that had Down syndrome when we were younger. You just don't see them very often anymore.
Right. So I need to ask this question, though. It's a follow-up question. How old are you?
I just turned 47 last week.
Yeah, I'm technically older than you are, so that's a real drag. I was really hoping you would be older than me. All right. So, we are very, very close in age. Very, very close.
Do you gentlemen remember the television program? And maybe those who are listening can text in and tell me the name of the program, because I don't remember it. But there was a television program where the main character was a young man with Downs.
I think his name was Corky, wasn't it?
Corky.
Yeah. What was the show?
It wasn't one I watched regularly, but I do remember the show.
I remember the show. I kind of can see the intro. There was a laundry machine.
Eight is enough.
Is that
it? I don't think so.
I don't think that's eight is enough.
I remember eight is enough.
If you know the answer to that, why don't you text us honestly?
515-727-5842. You can call in as well. Here's another question on that too. What do we got to do to convince a pro-death world that children with Down syndrome are not something to kill?
I think that's a bigger lift, because we can't convince them to not kill healthy, quote-unquote, normal, quote-unquote, babies.
Life Goes On is the name of the show. Correct answer, and your winning prize is a firm handshake.
No. He can have the rest of my QT pop.
He can have the rest of your drink.
It's just ice.
Ron, you can have a bonus hug from Chris. The extra one than the one in the morning.
But, I mean, think about how far we've come when the main character in a television show was a young man who had Downs and was celebrated, and he genuinely did. I mean, the actor himself genuinely did. That's what the show was about. We've come a long way now to demonize people, to demonize human beings. We've embraced a evolutionary worldview, and I know that it sounds like you're listening to Christian radio and you go, oh, here they go again. They're going to talk about how evolution's bad. But let's take a minute and realize that this is a worldview. I mean, if you tell kids over and over and over and over again that you are nothing, as Carl Sagan would say, you are no different than he romanticized it. He said, you're stardust. You're made of the same thing as the stars. But ultimately, Carl Sagan is that you are just a collection of matter.
And the universe could care less whether or not you exist.
The universe could care less. You're no different than a star that today is gone and tomorrow, or today is here and tomorrow is gone. You're no different than that rock. You're no different than that tree. You're just a collection of matter.
And
if that's what we're being told over and over and over again, then it makes sense that human beings around the world, when given the opportunity to choose if this child is the best mix of matter that they could have to keep that child.
Not blonde hair and blue eyed enough.
Yeah, if they're not blonde hair and blue eyed enough. And look, you don't
really.
This is
that's how it started in Germany.
This is not conspiracy theory stuff. We've got the documentation is all over the place. This is not new. This is genocide. This is intentional killing of human beings because human lives don't matter.
And it's
that's what the world is saying. Human lives don't matter because, Tim, you're absolutely right. These tests are not conclusive. They are not the end of the story. And just because someone takes this test of a child in the womb and it says, well, it could go this way, we don't know the outcome. Mm-hmm. We are not God. Doctors are not God. These are simply tests. And to discourage and to dissuade, I mean, the Welsh government actually had pamphlets that would actually tell women that the purpose of these tests is to determine if you should terminate the child.
Right.
It was the goal of the Welsh government to say, we want to test this child to find out if it's worthy of life or not. That is an attitude of a culture that is unrighteous.
That's absolutely true.
Now, Tim, you gave us the cold drink of water. And we're throwing stones at people across the pond.
We got a pretty big glass house right here on this side.
But we got a pretty big glass house in the United States. And here's upsets me the most when it's at the government level.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I understand that there are people who are in difficult situations and this is a choice that has been put before them. And it's one that they're being told is a good choice to have an abortion. They're being lied to and said, this is a good choice. I understand that. But when a government is saying this is the way that we want to move our country forward by exterminating people in the womb, that is the stuff of nightmares. That is sinister stuff.
The right word is sanctioned.
Sanctioned
it's,
murder.
It's government sanctioned eugenics.
We want you to join us in our conversation, 515-727-5842.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside.
Presented by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, this is Faith Works Live. Call into the show at 515-727-5842. Now, here's the host of the show, Michael Damastis.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Agape Pregnancy Center has served people in the Des Moines area for over 30 years, and they offer accurate information to help you make an informed choice. At Agape, you'll find a team of people who will listen to your questions and concerns about pregnancy, abortions, STDs, and all kinds of other issues. Their services are always free of charge because they know sometimes you just need someone to listen. So give them a call today and set up an appointment at 515-255-0243. My name is Mike Damastis. I am the host here on Faith Works Live, and I am right. The end.
Well, we can all go home now. You can go home. Who's We're going to give first, you 11 Mike? Minutes back.
Who's on first, Mike?
So there's a movie coming, And it's about the life of Laurel and Hardy. And Numbskull, on the end of the table, thinks that it's about Abbott and Costello.
So
it's
Three
not.
Stooges. So it's look a Three it up. Stooges movie. With just two of them. It's a Three Stooges movie with two people.
All right, so listen. We're talking
Linda.
About... Oh, my gosh. I love that. Listen, Linda. Okay.
Boy, we've gone off the rails.
Hey, Ron, can you rewind the tape and we start the show over?
We're talking today. It's Life Tuesday. We're talking about... We started this half hour talking about the fact that in the United Kingdom and Britain, they are doing their best to outdo the Netherlands in murdering Down syndrome babies in the womb. And that's, it's just, I don't know.
I know you supposedly lose the argument when you play the Nazi card, but I mean, holy cow. That's exactly how they started.
But we're, that was, I don't know if anybody else heard the holy cow, but it was in the room for a minute.
Oh, that's what that was.
That was what that was.
All right. Yeah, no, it's just, they're just drawing a different line. Right? They're not saying these are Jews. They're saying they're Down syndrome people.
No, that's not my point. This is how they started in Germany, was the unfit. This is when they were rounding up these sick kids and they were taking them to the hospital. Oh, they didn't survive.
Okay, so we do this same kind of thing here in America. Let me ask this question, because in America, we're the culture that says, oh, you're special. We're all special. Everybody's, in fact, everybody gets an award today. We're all very special. So if that's the case, why are not Down syndrome children in the womb special? Why do we have selective specials? What's up with that? And you know, you brought up a really good question, Tim. You were saying, why do we think bullying is bad? Why is that a thing?
Yeah, if you don't have a Christian worldview, if you believe that we've evolved from animals, all of those things, if we're just animals, Charles Darwin's books, you know, is that your Bible?
Survival of the fittest. That's right.
The bullies have just figured it out. They've moved to the top of the food chain.
That's right. And so we should celebrate bullies in our culture.
Don't
right?
punch them, hug them.
Yeah. So, Chris.
Before we get to answering your question, I want to remind people that they can call us or text us on any of this conversation. Just call in and have fun with us. We'd love to talk with you. You can call or text at 515-727-5842. Ron Carlson, we did receive a text.
Aye, matey, we did. sorry. The texter said that they knew some parents that had tests done that shown that the baby would have issues. The parents chose not to abort and have the pregnancy anyway. He's grown up now to be a very strong, intelligent Christian man with absolutely no issues. Praise God his parents did not choose abortion or follow some tests.
I want to meet this person who has no issues, because I don't know anybody who doesn't have an issue.
But you know what?
I know what they meant. Yeah, I know what they meant.
What a cool story, though. The fact that just verifying what you said earlier, Tim, and that is, these are not
foolproof.
Foolproof tests. These are tests that can have false positives. These are tests that can be completely wrong. I mean, how many of us have had a doctor give a misdiagnosis?
Got 6 weeks to live.
Yeah.
Stick around for another 6 or 8 years or whatever. Yeah.
My son, you know, our one of our doctors in our general practitioner's office diagnosed my son as making up his stomach condition when he was a younger guy. And it ended up that he actually had gallbladder problems. And we had to go through further testing, and we really had to push his parents to get that figured out. He had his gallbladder removed, and everything's better except when he eats pizza. So other than that, but the doctor thought he was making it up. He literally had suggested counseling. And not that that would be bad. He could go talk to a counselor, but he's still going to have the stomach issues that he was having until he actually got the proper diagnosis. That was the thing. And that's the sad thing. Doctors are not God.
The only value that I see in any of those type of tests, and I could, I could easily buy into we shouldn't do them. But the only value that I see in them, and this is probably the way they were sold originally, would be my guess, to get their foot in the door, is, you know what, if you had, Chris, I think you said off air, look, there's having a child with special needs is a challenge. I mean, you know, whether you've got to, you know, have extra teachers and all this different stuff, just knowing that going in might be beneficial to help you prepare for it. But
I think in a lot of ways it's no different than maybe knowing if you're going to have a boy or a girl, right? I mean, I know it seems simple, but I mean, you might buy different toys, right? Gender-specific toys, Mike.
Well, but then there are but guys, there's also surgeries that are performed on infants or babies, I should say, in the womb, that like corrective heart disorders, those kinds of things. Those things are done.
Yep.
Neonatal surgery is a thing.
Yep.
Right.
And very famous pictures from that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so those tests can kind of help detect where there might be some suspicions of a heart disorder or whatever. I know, you know, like our youth pastor, and they did some testing like that in the womb and found out that, because there were some suspicions with some of the numbers that came back, mm-hmm. like in the blood test, and they found out that the child had some kidney issues. And so those are things, you know what I mean? They didn't change anything. It's not like they were going to not have the child, but for them, it kind of mentally, it actually kind of helped them process it a little bit. The child's not going to be born. At first, you get that news. It's like a blow to the stomach. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, after you process it, well, we got to get ready for this. And this is how we get ready. You know what I mean? So,
and you shouldn't kill them. You shouldn't use these tests to kill them any more than, to your example you just used, Chris, than you should kill a child because they're a girl, you know, or whatever, like they do in some other countries. And probably here, frankly.
You know, you guys asked a question earlier. How come bullying is wrong in a culture where we say bullying is wrong, but abortion is good? We can kill children in the womb, but once they get into the playground, you better be nice to them, right? If we have an evolutionary world view where it's all survival of the fittest, then why is bullying wrong? That was the question that you asked a little bit earlier, Tim. And I think the answer for me is, or to me, the answer to that question is comfort has become king. Comfort, that we're happy, that no one's ever sad, and that we're comfortable. You see, because having a child that has Down syndrome might cause you to be uncomfortable. It might cause life to be a little bit difficult. So then when you're on the schoolyard and someone's teasing you and bullying you, that might make you uncomfortable, or it might make the home life uncomfortable. When comfortable is king, we will kill and destroy to maintain
my
allegiance.
Comfort. My comfort.
That's right. Not comfort of society. Not
or
everyone's
your
comfort.
Comfort. Just my comfort.
My comfort. The comfort of the individual. That's why. That's the consistent thread between both of these things. Mm-hmm. Because having a child that might be more difficult than we expect would ruin my comfort, right? And being picked on makes me uncomfortable.
We had at our first event at Personhood, Iowa, a few years ago, one of our first fundraisers, we had Dr. Lawrence White on, or came in and spoke and had him on the radio and stuff. And he said that the Holy Trinity has been, you know, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit has been replaced by the new Holy Trinity of me, myself, and I. And that's that you can trace, you know, and that was kind of the theme of what he talked about, whether it's, you know, abortion, whether it's doing whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and all that. So that's the new, and it's, I think that underlines just what you said.
I think it is, because it's the only thing that's consistent between things that would seem inconsistent with each other, right? But, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, here we are only 7 days away from celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, from Christmas, right? And here we are remembering that the Lord, the God of the universe, the one who spoke the world into existence, came into this world not as a conquering king on some white horse with guns or swords ablazing, but he came into this world as a little baby, a baby that was unwelcome anywhere, that had to be born and cared for in an animal trough, as we traditionally think about it. But he came into a world filled with suffering as a weak, helpless child. It wasn't comfortable for him. It wasn't comfortable for his mother. It wasn't comfortable for his disciples. And ultimately, it was so uncomfortable for him that he died on the cross, taking the full punishment for your and my sin. And we, as Christians, believe and hope in that, even at Christmas time. Right, Mike?
We do. Good job.
Merry Christmas,
that's all I got
guys.
To say.
I don't think I'm going to see you next week.
Well, Merry Christmas, Tim.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Take care. God bless.